A Story of Five Economies. Bianca Boats, Managing Director at Citadel Global. The economic data released across five major economies this week told a single story in five different languages. The United States, US, United Kingdom, UK, Eurozone, China and South Africa, SA, are not experiencing separate economic trends. They are all in the same boat, but are navigating an energy shock, central bank paralysis and global growth deceleration, from five different positions of vulnerability. United States. Start with the data point that moved markets most violently this week. The U.S. non-farm payrolls, NFP, report for July, released on the 7th of August, came in at minus 23,000, against a consensus expectation of between 80,000 and 91,000. That was not merely a market underestimation, it was a market shock. June was revised down 37,000 and May by 66,000, leaving the combined two-month revision at minus 103,000. In a single release, the market's picture of the U.S. labor market shifted from softening to contracting and the market reaction was immediate. The dollar fell, treasuries rallied, gold moved higher and equities pushed up as traders rapidly repriced the probability of a September rate hike from near certainty to a coin toss. But the headline number is merely the introduction to the story. The U.S. unemployment rate fell to 4.1% from 4.2%, which sounds like good news, until you unravel the reason behind the move. Labor force participation has fallen. Meanwhile, average hourly earnings rose 3.2% year-on-year, the lowest increase since May 2021, and temporary layoffs jumped from 153,000 to 921,000, their highest level since the post-COVID period. The August NFP, due the 4th of September, is now the most important data point on the forward calendar. Labor market uncertainty sits inside an already fractured Federal Reserve, Fed, as the 9-3 vote on the 29th of July to hold rates at 3.50% to 3.75% told us. In addition, U.S. personal consumption expenditure, PCE, inflation is running at 3.7% year-on-year, above the 2% target, and second quarter gross domestic product, GDP, came in at 1.5% annualized, slowing from 2.1% in the first quarter. The U.S. shows signs of growth decelerating faster than expected while inflation remains elevated and the Fed is torn between fighting inflation and buffering the labor market. United Kingdom. Across the Atlantic, the UK is navigating a version of the same problem with less room. Consumer Price Index, CPI, inflation came in at 2.6% year-on-year in June, its lowest level since March 2025, and that number alone would normally give a central bank space to ease. The Bank of England, BOE, is, however, not easing and held rates steady on the 30th of July. Economists also do not expect any move before mid-2027. As energy prices remain the dominant risk on a forward-looking basis and are expected to drive inflation higher in the second half of 2026 as supply disruptions in the Middle East continue to work their way through the system. UK GDP for the second quarter grew by 1.2% year-on-year, while unemployment sits at 4.9%. This paints a picture of an economy that is not contracting but is also not generating enough momentum to feel confident about the trajectory. Added to this is a new government with a budget due in October, which has introduced a layer of political uncertainty that the market is pricing in but has not yet fully resolved. Eurozone. The Eurozone is carrying the heaviest energy burden of the three Western economies. The region's inflation came in at 2.9% year-on-year in July, up from 2.8% in June, with energy inflation accelerating to 10% as US-Iran hostilities resumed after the ceasefire window closed. The European Central Bank, ECB, raised its deposit rate to 2.25% in June and economists expect another 25 basis point hike before year-end, meaning the ECB is hiking rates into a slowdown, because the alternative is allowing energy-driven inflation to embed into wages and services. Eurozone GDP growth for 2026 is now projected to be around 1%, against the 1.3% expected before the war. Germany, France and Italy all recorded some economic deceleration in June, but the structural problem is unchanged. Europe imports a disproportionate share of its energy from regions now disrupted, the pass-through into industrial margins is ongoing and the political bandwidth for fiscal response is limited by fragile coalition governments in the bloc's two largest economies. China. China presents the sharpest contrast. Its CPI fell to 0.5% year-on-year in July from 1.0% in June, a six-month low, driven by food deflation and a government-mandated fuel price cut, while producer price index, PPI, inflation is running at negative 5.7% year-on-year and manufacturing's purchasing managers index, PMI, has sat below 50, contractionary territory, for five consecutive months. Where Western economies are fighting too much inflation, China is struggling to generate any with the domestic demand picture remaining the central problem. Property starts are still running roughly 72% below their 2021 peak. Consumer confidence has not recovered and the US tariff regime has structurally closed off a meaningful portion of China's export market. China's first quarter GDP of 5% was flattered by front-loaded exports ahead of tariff implementation, but the underlying economy is growing at a slower pace than the headline suggests and Beijing's stimulus response has been targeted rather than broad, a signal that policymakers are wary of repeating the credit-driven excesses of previous cycles. South Africa. SA sits at the intersection of all of these external forces without the institutional buffers to absorb them. Local CPI rose to 5% year-on-year in June, its highest level since June 2024 with PPI running at 7.5%. Unemployment hit 33.6% in the second quarter, a four-year high, while first quarter GDP grew 0.5% quarter-on-quarter. In June, SA added a feather to its cap as credit ratings agency, Fitch Ratings, upgraded SA to BB with a stable outlook, recognizing improved fiscal management. However, on the flip side, the operating environment has deteriorated in the months since. The RMB, Burr Business Confidence Index dropped 8 points to 39 in the second quarter, with firms citing Middle East-related fuel costs and tighter lending conditions as primary pressures. The South African Reserve Bank, SARB, held the repo rate at 7% on the 23rd of July, indicating the difficult position the central bank finds itself in as it positions a hawkish hold with no room to ease into rising inflation and no appetite to hike into rising unemployment. Global outlook. When looking at the collective, the data from this week paints a global economy that is grinding rather than growing. The Iran conflict has introduced an energy cost that the developed world cannot inflate away quickly, which China is absorbing as a deflationary pass-through and that emerging markets, EMs, like SA are experiencing on both sides simultaneously, those of higher input costs and weaker growth. Every central bank in this picture is constrained and does not have a clear path forward. What last Friday's US NFP shock did was remind markets of something they had been reluctant to confront. The world's largest economy is not immune to the same forces that are slowing growth everywhere else and that central banks are facing increasingly less room for error. Ends. Author at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global Plus posts bio at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global The Cheaper Dollar at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global Show Me the Money at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global The Second Choke Point at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global Static in the Signal at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global The Wake-up Call of a Fragile Truce at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global The Value of Long-Term Credibility at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global Liftoff, But Watch the Altitude at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. What oil price headlines are not telling you at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global The Market is Not an Algorithmic Problem at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global What the Pump Price Isn't Telling You at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global Fragile Truce Built on Deep Fault Lines at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global Deal or No Deal at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global A Consensus to Hold at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global Rising Oil Prices Equals Rising Inflation and Rising Interest Rates at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global, the case for sub-R16.00 and why it may not last at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global Trump's January actions reshape global risk at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global Foreign Exchange and Financial Stability. Why South Africa's delisting from FATF's grey list is a strategic imperative. At Bianca Boats, Citadel Global US second quarter earnings season. Resilience amid uncertainty at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global Trump versus the Federal Reserve's independence at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global reading the ripples. What drives volatility and why it matters for investors at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global market signals matter more than noise. Rand rises amid global policy shifts and investor confidence at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global inflation targeting. What it could mean for the Rand and more at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global navigating currency risk. Strategic solutions for South African businesses at Bianca Boats. Citadel Global currency expert shares 5 top pressures on the Rand in 2025. Share on your socials.